You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it's time for us to listen to some music being made in West Michigan. John Senkovich is editor and publisher of Local Spins. And John, you've chosen three artists all based in Grand Rapids, and we're starting with electronic music coming from someone who began as a chemical engineer.
Yeah, and this is definitely an eclectic blend of music that I've selected for us today. Superfuture, otherwise known as DJ Nick Roland, is really an interesting story because he has sort of developed his own style. He definitely brings in live instrumentation into this electronic music scene, which has literally exploded over the last 10 years or so. So he's a guitarist who tends to bring those kinds of live instrument elements to the music that he creates, which has definitely got that pop flavor to it as well. His latest single, again, has already kind of earned raves, but this is after his 2018 single was released. It was called Endless Love, and it racked up more than 300,000 plays on Spotify. So really, this guy's definitely getting some attention. He's a native of Rochester, but he now calls Grand Rapids home, and he's certainly starting to play a lot of bigger shows. He played the Breakaway Festival here in Grand Rapids last year, and he's also the head of something called the Samsara Family Collective, which is a group of Grand Rapids electronic music artists which promotes shows and really trying to bring a new element to the scene. What are you doing? I really want about it truly. When will I see you again? Cause it ain't been the same without you. It ain't been the same. When will I see you again? Cause it ain't been the same without you.
And you were saying he was a chemical engineer turned musician.
Yeah, I think music is one of those things that's impossible to hold down. And he certainly has made a name for himself here in the Grand Rapids area, and I think that's starting to spread. He'll be performing next on April 20th at Creston Brewery here in Grand Rapids with another electronic artist named Shuka. And he just headlined a huge weekend show in Holland with a whole bunch of different artists. He's definitely one of those guys to keep an eye on down the road.
And now we go to hip-hop and J. Rob. Tell us about him.
I've known J-Rob for many years. He's definitely a well-respected part of Grand Rapids hip-hop scene. He's collaborated frequently with stars like Lady Ace Boogie, who's also been featured on this show previously. I just played a major hip-hop showcase here in the Grand Rapids area as well. But what I really like about him is I like the message in his songs. He makes a statement, and at the same time, he has this very engaging style, very dynamic, and he really wants to pay homage to things like Fighting for the People, and he has a new track called Shake Up the World, and he just played a track on one of my shows here in Grand Rapids called Black Superhero that I think really is an uplifting piece of rap that I think needs to be heard by a lot more people. But his latest single is called Shake Up the World. About to shake up the world with it. About to shake up the world with it. That's from start to finish. About to shake up the world with it. About to shake up the world with it. From the line of scrimmage. Barely bragging, I'm toe tagging. Check out the fashion. I spit it like a fire breathing dragon. You hashtagging, I'm cash grabbing. I'm going up like the javelin. Unraveling them. Can't nobody handle them. The gun don't never jam.
What sets him apart in your mind?
Well, I think it's because, as he puts it, he finds inspiration in everyday life. Life and everyday struggles, so people can really relate to his message. I mean, he will say things like he will rap about his son and bringing up his family. He'll, you know, rap about things that are really sort of pump up a crowd at a show at the same time. And as he puts it, you get everything with hip hop. And with J-Rob, that really means this is life and this is what we can embrace.
Any new shows or new releases coming up that we can look forward to?
Yes, he has a new album coming out probably within the next couple of months. He says he's going to be planning a tour later this year.
All right. And now we go to a band called In the Valley Below, kind of an LA vibe to this band.
This band is literally on the way to stardom. This may be one of my favorite live performing bands in the Grand Rapids area. They actually moved to Grand Rapids from LA a few years ago and recorded their most recent atmospheric pop-hued album in their studio here in Grand Rapids. It will be released on Bright Antenna Records, and this band is also sort of an art rock band, and when they perform on stage, they have such a special chemistry from their fashion and the way in which they relate to each other on stage. It is really something to see. Oh Lord, I got a confession. Their new album is called The Pink Chateau, and to accompany it, they actually produced a full-length feature film. It's sort of a modern silent film, and it's an art project, and when they kick off their U.S. tour to promote this new album starting in Brooklyn on April 9, audiences will be able to watch this film while they're listening on headphones to the band playing the album live on stage. It's just another example of the innovation that they bring to their music.
About this couple.
So Angela Gail Mattson actually grew up in the Muskegon area, and Jeffrey Jacob Mendel met them. They actually made a big splash in Los Angeles a couple years ago with a single, Peaches. Actually toured internationally. They bought a house and then set up a recording studio in the basement here in Grand Rapids a couple of years ago and released their EP Elephant in 2017, which also got quite a bit of attention. They played a Grand Rapids show here in March just a couple weeks ago. They definitely are hoping to perform in Michigan again later this year, although there's nothing on the books right now.
You know, isn't this an interesting journey? It used to be that you'd get yourself started, let's say, in West Michigan, but you'd go to L.A. Now it's working the other way. They're coming back.
I know so many bands and so many artists that have moved from bigger cities like Chicago, Nashville, New York, L.A. to come to Grand Rapids, partly because I think the scene is very collaborative. It's a lot cheaper. It's easier to maneuver. And I think they found that West Michigan is a great home and a great place to make music.
You can find out more about these and other West Michigan artists, as always, by heading to localspins.com, edited and published by my guest, John Sinkovich. It's always fun, John. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great April.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. Feel